Lisa Marie Presley dies at 54. BTO's Robbie Bachman dies at 69. And UK advertising regulator rules Demi Lovato poster breached code. It's Friday, January 13th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of rock and roll icon Elvis Presley, died Thursday in hospital, hours after being found unresponsive in her home. It is with a heavy heart that I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter, Lisa Marie, has left us, said Priscilla Presley in a statement. She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman that I've ever known. Among those sharing reactions and tribute on social media were artists like Pink, Billy Idol, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, Bette Midler, and Billy Corgan. Sean Lennon tweeted, "I'd only met her a few times briefly. I have to admit I felt a kinship with her. Not many people knew what it's like. I know she was a special person. My heart aches for Priscilla." On Thursday morning, Lisa Marie was found unresponsive in a bedroom of her home in Calabasas, California. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said paramedics arrived just before 10:45 a.m. PT and performed CPR and determined that the patient had signs of life. Priscilla arrived at the West Hills Hospital and Medical Center to be at her daughter's side. She later tweeted, "My daughter, Lisa Marie, was rushed to the hospital. She is now receiving the best care." An official cause of death had not been disclosed, but there has been a history of heart problems in the Presley family. Elvis died in 1977 at 42 after suffering a cardiac arrest in the bathroom of his Graceland mansion, and his mother Gladys Presley died at 46 in 1958 after suffering a heart attack. Lisa Marie's son Benjamin Keough died in July 12, 2020 of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 27. "I've dealt with death, grief, and loss at the age of 9 years old," she wrote in an essay on grief in August. "I've had more than anyone fair share in my lifetime, and somehow I've made it this far." Lisa Marie released three studio albums between 2003 and 2012. Her debut, To Whom It May Concern, peaked at number 5 and was certified gold in the U.S. On January 8th, Lisa Marie joined fans at Graceland to mark what would have been Elvis's 88th birthday. She and Priscilla attended the Golden Globe Awards on Tuesday to support the nominated Elvis. Lisa Marie was married from 1988 to 1994 to musician Danny Keough, to which she had a daughter Riley Keough and son Benjamin Keough. She then had a brief tabloid-worthy marriage to Michael Jackson, followed by an even shorter one to Nicolas Cage. Her fourth marriage to musician Michael Lockwood in 2006 produced twins Harper and Finley in 2008. Lisa Marie filed for divorce in 2016. "Lisa had the greatest laugh of anyone I ever met," Cage said in a statement. "She lit up every room, and I am heartbroken. I find solace believing that she is reunited somewhere with her son, Benjamin." Canadian musician Robbie Bachman, co-founder and drummer of Bachman Turner Overdrive, died Thursday. He was 69. Another sad departure, the pounding beat behind BTO, "My little brother Robbie had joined Mom, Dad, and brother Gary on the other side," tweeted Randy Bachman. "Maybe Jeff Beck needs a drummer. He was an integral cog in our rock and roll machine, and we rocked the world together." A cause of death was not disclosed. Born in Winnipeg, Robbie began playing drums at an early age and joined his brother's band, Brave Belt, which became BTO, when he was 18. He played on 9 BTO studio albums between 1973 and 1979, including on hits like You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Let It Ride, and Taking Care of Business. He left BTO after a 1979 tour, but returned in 1988 and played there until 2005. When Randy and Fred Turner reunited in 2009, Robbie sued over the use of the BTO name. In his 2014 memoir, Tales from Beyond the Tap, Randy accused Robbie of having a grandiose delusion about himself. They set aside their differences for a final performance together in 2014 when BTO was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. The UK's advertising regulator ruled this week that a poster promoting Demi Lovato's 2022 album Holy FVCK breached its code. In a decision published on Wednesday, the Advertising Standards Authority concluded that the poster violated its rules for responsible advertising and caused harm and offence. The posters, which were displayed for only 4 days at 6 sites in London, featured the album cover image of Lovato bound up in a bondage-style outfit while laying on a mattress shaped like a crucifix, in a position with her legs bound to one side, which was reminiscent of Christ on the cross. The ASA said that together with the reference of Holy FVCK, which in that context was likely linking sexuality to the sacred symbol of the crucifix and crucifixion, meant the posters were likely to cause serious offense to Christians. The regulator upheld complaints that the posters were offensive and should not have been placed where children could see them. The ad must not appear again in the form complained of unless it was suitably targeted, read the ASA ruling, adding it was likely to result in serious and widespread offense and had been targeted irresponsibly. Universal Music Operations Limited told the ASA it was assured that the advertising agency of the poster was acceptable. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.